Nope, that's not what I want.
What's up, George? What's going on in the House of Craze tonight?
In the House of Craze tonight, we have a first. We have Mr. Russell Allen, and he's going to be launching his Cat and Piggy Girl Kickstarter live tonight. That's tonight. Right, Michael. Let's go.
Show for independence all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the Dreamer, Medina, and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your mats, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent,
cast the Craze!
Making moves on your own,
cast the Craze!
On your grind in the streets,
cast the Craze!
Join the movement.
Catch the Craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now. You know you want to do it. Catch the Craze.
Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man Ver, and I am with
George the Dreamer Medina. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. It is 8 p.m. on Tuesday, April 19th. That's 8 p.m. In the East Coast. And we are coming to you live tonight with a Kickstarter launch for a friend of ours. His name is Russell Allen, and he's got a campaign called Cat and Piggy Girl. Yes. Kickstarter is going live tonight. We're going to have to talk to him in a few minutes. And if you haven't done so yet, but you're watching the show, please hit that subscribe button. Hit subscribe, like, comment, do all those fun things. Hit the bell so that you know when we go live. Usually we do so on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So check that out. And but what's going on with you, Sam? What's happening, my brother?
What's happening? What's happening is that I get ready, getting ready for the Licensing Expo, the Licensing International, only place to be if you're trying to break into the industry. What's up with that?
Rhyming. Oh, look at that, right? You rhyming, son.
I'm dropping ducats, right? Oh. So, yes. So let's get rid of that. Bang. Yeah. So I'll be in Vegas, for an entire week. So the event is Tuesday through Thursday, but I'll be there Monday through Saturday because I have to set up on Monday. And who is this Russell Allen? I thought friend that we're having on. good luck. Thank you, RLS. Yes. I'm actually doing a behind the scenes on what it takes to prepare for an event like this, because this is not a Comic Con. This is an expo. This is a business event. And this is where you basically pitch your stuff to the acquisitions teams for all the major companies, from toy companies to media, gaming, film, whatever it is, publishing. Right. And so I have a 10-foot by 10-foot booth. And so the amount of work that I have to do within that time, within a 2-month period leading up to it, was pretty daunting. Between pitch decks, press kits, marketing decks, samples of the stuff, the booth setup, because you can't use pipe and drape and any of that stuff. So you got to have backdrops that mount to the walls and all that. So specific specifications. And so having the displays and all that other stuff, all that stuff I'm doing creating it from on my own.
Yeah.
So it's very daunting. So I put in about 17 hours a day just grinding on creating the content, getting everything ready. I got so many things off at the printers right now ahead of time so I can get it ahead of time. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. And then when I come back, then it's the launch of, you know, issue number 2 of Disney Alien in My Toilet. And I'm happy to say that all of the rewards have been out. Everyone should have had it by now or should have it by now. Yeah. And so if you haven't done so already, please sign up for issue number 2, which the landing page is in the summary. If you haven't done so, that one's going to be even funnier. And there's some surprises with that campaign as well. Look at that. Look at that. The homage cover.
This is actually Jonathan's. I just wanted to show it off. That looks dope. I like the way that came out, man.
Yeah, Chef Jonathan's George. So, yeah. So that's exciting. And so I've just been working on that. And then I'm waiting to hear about the Fan Expo in Dallas. I still haven't heard a word from them. June. So I'm like, yo, what up? What's up?
Father's Day weekend.
Yo, Texans, what's up with you? But that's about it. And then we're also, you got a couple of weeks before the launch of.
I got 15 days, maybe a little less, maybe just a little over 2 weeks, because it'll launch next. Well, no, 2 weeks. It'll launch on Wednesday, May 4th. So may the 4th be with you. We will be launching the Kickstarter campaign for The Adventures of Wonder Duck. This is chapter 5. If you guys have read the book before, the first 4 chapters are in a graphic novel form, and it's out already. Actually, there's a big sale on Amazon right now if you want to grab that book.
47% off.
47% off of that. So if you want to catch up, get it now. Go purchase that. Go to Amazon.com and search The Adventures of Wonder Duck. And also, everything moves slower in Texas.
Word.
But also, if you have signed up, a big shout out to 93 of you guys. 7 away from 100. So that's awesome.
Well, that means 3 signed up today.
3 signed up today, man. So that's awesome. Yeah. If you signed up, please let me know you have done so, because I do want to send you a thank you. And the thank you is going to be in the form of this bad boy right here. It is a print that I did specifically just for the people who are signing up to the pre-launch page. This is not going to be part of the campaign. It's not going to be on the campaign. You can't get it on the campaign. There's no stretch goal for it, nothing. This is strictly for the people who sign up to the campaign prior to it going live, except media mail. Yeah, media mail is like. But if you do sign up to the campaign, I will send you that. Just let me know you did it. I'll email you a copy of the PDF. Once the campaign goes live and you do decide to pledge to it, then I will send you a printed copy of it. It's a nice card stock bad boy right here. So you guys will be able to get it.
Do
what you want with it. But no, thank you guys so much for signing up. And I can't wait. I'm looking forward to this campaign. It's going to go live. Remember, May 4th, we are going to be live here on Catch the Craze. It's going to launch at 8:30. I'm going to hit the button while we're live. Right then and there. And we're looking forward to it. So that's what's happening on my end. Make sure that you also, come on the show. I mean, come and watch the show, because I'm going to be giving away a t-shirt. Again, for those who sign up early. So you guys will get a chance to get a t-shirt.
Everything away.
Giving everything away, including the kitchen sink.
Give it away now.
What up, Grant? How you
doing? What's up, guys? I got the alien in my toilet, by the way.
All right.
Hey, what's up? Thanks, brother.
Yeah, man.
Truly too, appreciate bro. It.
Yes. Big time appreciate it. Thank you very much. So that's what's going on. And then, we have Mr. Russell Allen coming up in just a few minutes. Big shout out to him. Before Russell gets on, I have been post today. I will leave it up to your imagination. Wow. Haven't had time to read Alien yet, though. All right. Let us know what you think. Big shout out to Grant Langard, who also has a book called Beowulf. If you guys don't know, he's got a book called Beowulf. I think he's up to issue 3 now, I think, Grant. Correct me if I'm wrong, man. But, yeah, big shout out to him.
Yes. But yeah. So I see that Russ has been in the waiting room, waiting in the green room. George ate all the cookies, so there's no more cookies for the guests in the green room. So, but let's bring in our guest after this quick commercial. I want to just remind everybody what started it all. So here's a bump for what started it from the jump. That's not what I'm looking for.
Wow. Two mishaps. Two misfires today. Two misfires.
guys make a deal to make their show number one. They'll need the help of something supernatural. Be careful what you wish for, lest it come true. Catch the crazies.
Welcome, Russ, to the show.
What's going on?
Allen, what is happening, my brother? Welcome to Catch the Craze. We are here with Russell Allen. How you doing, buddy?
Two words. Technical difficulties. Nice. Sam, come on. That's two already, man. And you're not even 10 minutes into the show. I mean, I remember we had this anniversary show, and we were recapping all the technical difficulties. And here we are. We're like, what is this? Error 404 or something?
Error 404.
What are you talking about? Who's having technical difficulties?
You misfired on the drops when you were about to play them at the beginning of the show and before this one. That's what he's talking about.
Hold on, here we go.
I backed it up.
There you go. Oh, there he is. That's what Grant was waiting for. Grant said, I thought when you raised
there.
Your head.
I aim to please. Hold on, I got to figure out which way it needs to go. There we go. Aim to please.
Welcome back, Carter.
Look at that. Man,
I've been back in the waiting room so long, I grew an afro.
Oh, man. So, Russell, what's happening, man? How you been?
What's happening, man?
Oh, I've been all right, man. I've been in and out of the hospital. I've been having some issues with my back and stuff. But, you know, I want to get this project going. I'm going in for surgery next Wednesday. They're going to implant a chip and hook some wires up to my spine, hopefully help me get through the pain. But my part of the project's done right now. They're doing they're finishing up coloring, and then it's going to the letterer. So by the time the Kickstarter is going to end for this project, everything will be done. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the story. I'm excited about the cause that it's going towards. And I've just been working, man. I got two jobs, and then you know, the podcast, and I'm working on Cat and Piggy Girl and Stuff Pool and helping my wife with her project and working on book two of Zenonin at Titan.
Yeah, and dude, that's awesome, bro.
I'm just a busy, busy man. I try to stay busy. You know, the more you stay busy, the less you notice, you know, being in pain. And, you know, I don't have time for that.
Well,
I don't
have time for pain. It's an escape.
That was that song, right? I haven't got time for the pain. Remember this one?
Yeah.
So Russell, cat and Piggy Girl, man, that's the campaign. Talk to us. What is this story about?
Oh, it's about a cat and a pig.
Sweet. Next question.
Oh man, I had to do it. I just had to do it. So guys, cat and Piggy Girl, get excited, because this project was born out of love. So we spent like a 3 days with Steph and Carrie for my wife's birthday. We went up to Cape Cod. We spent some time with them. And Carrie's like, I got an idea. Why don't we write a comic? And, you know, Steph can do a cover for her. Why don't you write a comic? See if we can get some people to help out with, you know, doing the interiors and the lettering. And, you know, we can sell it and try to raise money for CB4K. And I was like, well, you know, everybody raises money for CB4K. I do the auctions that raises money for CB4K. You know, people donate money. I donate money, you know, every few weeks. And I'm like, you know, they get money, but what there's not very much of is kids' books. And not just kids' books that are geared towards kids that are in the hospital. You know, kids that are going through stuff, you know, to help give them hope and inspire them. So I'm like, I got to come up with a story. So it took me like a month. I'm laying in bed and I'm like, I've got it. And my wife is like, you got what? COVID? What, you know, what do you got? And I'm like, I got the idea. I'm like, what's the one thing that Roderick always takes to the hospital with him when he goes and has his open heart surgeries or he has a cardiac cath? He takes Cat with him. I'm like, what about Cat and Piggy Girl? I'm like, you know, they both got their animals from Purina Farms. You know, Roderick, when he was 6 months old, Adriana was not even a month old. We went the following year, and we went and, you know, I let her pick out, and she picked out the pig. And I'm like, what about Cat and Piggy Girl? You know, if Roderick is the, you know, he takes his stuffed animal with him, all the other kids are going to take their stuffed animals with them. So what if I write a story about them gaining superpowers from their stuffed animals? That'll give kids the opportunity to get out of their heads in the hospital because that, you know, they got their giraffe with them. Now all of a sudden the giraffe gives them, you know, superpowers. They can stretch their head out or something, you know, anything to help these kids get out of their mind. You know, with COVID happening, a lot of these hospitals have super strict restrictions. Like, you know, when Roderick goes in, only my wife can go in. I can't go in. Or only I can go in. She can't go in. And then for a while there, nobody could go in. And so, you know, if a child's going through chemotherapy, you know, for cancer or leukemia or anything like that, you know, they are immunocompromised. So nobody can be around them, especially with COVID running rampant. And now we've got another, you know, variant going around. So these kids are suffering alone. This book can help them bond with their stuffed animal, go on these adventures, get them out of their heads, give them hope, give them inspiration. Maybe they'll want to write their own story, you know, give them a pad and a pen and let them write their story that they go on with their stuffed animal. And it just kind of expanded from there. It grew. And I'm like, all right, you know, I can create a page and allow kids to post pictures of them with their stuffed animals so they, and give them the opportunity to be a sidekick in the next issue. I'll randomly pick a kid, you know, I'll put them all on a wheel, spin it, lands on this kid. Congratulations, you're in the next issue. I'll send you issues when it's printed. You get to be a sidekick. So to give them something to be excited about, because not only, you know, they got hope and inspiration from reading this book, now they're excited because, hey, I can be in a comic book. I can tell all my friends, you know, even though I've got these issues, I'm still awesome because I'm a superhero and a sidekick in a superhero comic. So, and then it kind of grew from there. I'm like, well, it's not just that. You got all these kids posting these pictures of themselves. Then you got, you know, Johnny, who's been through 7 surgeries or, you know, whatever. And then you got Timmy getting on there and he's going in for the first time and he sees Johnny, you know, he's like a veteran at getting these procedures done. And he can ask him, you know, are they really bad? And, you know, Johnny and Timmy can hook up and talk to each other. And then Timmy's going to feel better about his surgery. Yeah. He's not going to be so scared because as adults, we don't communicate on the same level. You know, I'm like, oh, Roderick, it's going to be okay. You know, and he's like freaking out because, you know, well, I don't understand why I have to have these heart surgeries. I don't understand this. But kids communicate on the same level. So it's like expanded from just a small idea. Hey, let's raise some money for CB4K to let's do a project. All the proceeds go to overprinting these books, sending them to these kids in hospitals and cancer centers everywhere and giving them the chance to go on their own adventures. Get them interested in comics. Have them write or draw their own comic. You know, create this community. Hey, I might be get to be a sidekick in the next issue. Hey, mom, dad, can I post a picture of me with my stuffed animal? You know, so it's just, it's something great. The community rallied around. I put out there, I need an editor. I need somebody to do interior art. You know, I reached out to Philip Russell and said, hey, I need a letterer. Do you know anybody? And he's like, I'll get back with you. Hey, Jason Meadows is going to letter this for you. It just, you know, he said, send him the stuff when you're ready. So, I mean, it was a quick response to everything. So, you know, we've got April Reyna, CB Zane, Stephen Carey, and sorry, guys, my brain. So Steph Carey, April, CB Zane, and Rodney Fike all did a cover. Rodney Fike did the interiors. I wrote the story. Chuck Pino edited it. And Jason Meadows is the letterer. So, I mean, here we are, you know, from November till now, we've almost got a finished project. We're ready to unleash it upon the world. We got some really cool stuff. I've reached out, you know, and asked if anybody's an artist. They want to do fan art of Cat Cat and Piggy Girl, or they got a PG piece that's laying around that, you know, hasn't sold, you know, please reach out to me. Say, hey, I got this piece, or hey, I want to draw a piece for you to add on as an add-on. Because, you know, if I could sell an art piece, there's no overhead on that for me. So if it sells for $100, that's $100 more worth of books that are going to be printed and sent to the kids with no overhead. Because I'm already shipping a book, and if they're adding on the art, it can just, you know, go in the package with it. So, you know, it's not maybe a little bit more shipping. So we got some cool pieces. I got a Michelangelo piece that's on there. Rodney Fike offered up 2 commission slots. That's 2 commission slots only. It's limited to 2 in the add-ons for $125. You get a 6x9 full color single character commission. And actually, the example is Duty. The Duty piece that he drew for Sam. So you got Duty hanging out on the page. That's cool. You know, they offered up Pitter Patter issue 1 and 2 are available in the add-on. So Issue one is $10. Issue one and two is $15. Or if you already have issue one, issue two is $10. And then we've got the digital. You know, if you want one and two and you don't want physical copies, that's $10. Right. I got some stuff I'm going to be adding in later on. I got t-shirts of all the cover art. I did a special piece, and actually I can send you the link if you want to go through the Kickstarter.
You don't have to send me the link, brother. And this is Russ. Hey,
and big shout out to the comic books. Hold on, big shout out to Comic Books for Kids, who is the organization that Russell's working with. And so Russell, so are we launching this today, or what's happening with
the, we're gonna be launching this tonight. We're gonna hang out and chat for a little bit, and then I figure, you know, in the next, you know, 20 minutes or so, we're going to hit the launch button. We're going to launch this thing. We're going to watch it go into the ether. We're going to put that call out to the community and say, hey, you know, guys, this is our chance to give back to the community, to the people that read, you know, get more kids interested in the comics, keep this stuff going, and, you know, just to help a great charity organization. You know, I had the honor of, you know, Mark asked me to be an official member, and I offer, you know, the official t-shirts on my website. You guys can go to ZenoNaniteTitan.com. I also do the CB4K Russ Exposed Studios charity auctions for CB4K, where people have donated books, art, pieces like, you know, this lovely Lady Death right here that's available. And, you know, it's just a great thing. You know, with my son having open heart surgeries, and I found out about CB4K, and you know, after giving for several years and meeting Mark, this is my chance to give back, you know, to the people who donated stuff. You know, when we've been in the hospital with Roderick, he's gotten Hot Wheels and books and, you know, toys, and it made our life easier. You know, we sat in the hospital room for 12 hours waiting to hear how our son was doing. And then we go up there and he's in pain. We can't console him. And then somebody's like, oh, here's a Hot Wheel. And he just forgets about being in pain and, you know, sits still. And so it's amazing the power that a comic book or a coloring book or a Pez dispenser or a pop figurine can have in a child's life. I mean, I see it firsthand, and it helps the parents too. So I'm super excited about this, guys. Super duper excited.
Yeah, no, it sounds exciting, man. Sounds exciting. So you said you had the link, Sam?
No, I'm getting ready to send it now. Sorry, I got sidetracked.
No, I got it.
It's easy to do for me. No, I actually got the preview link where you can go through it and you can look at it. You go.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can actually go through and look at all the stuff. I just noticed I failed to put the stretch goal stuff in, so I'll add that in shortly after the show. Yeah,
why
I can
you
show
just
it off.
In private chat. Hold on. I gotta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Say hold on.
Whatever works best for you, bro. I got you.
I got it. Hold on.
All right, sweet.
Here we go.
Hold on. Let me create another. Really?
And two, if you fellas don't mind, after we get done going through and showing everybody the stuff, you know, I would like to bring Roderick and Adrienne on, the, you know, to talk about Cat, Cat, and Piggy for a brief minute. If you guys are cool with that.
That's cool, man.
I'll send Tiffany the link.
Bong. All right, here we go.
All right, it's up.
There's the two knuckleheads right there. That was actually in Cape Cod when we were up there with Steph and Carrie Ann.
Oh, wow. Where the idea started.
Where it all started.
That's right.
So basically, all the books are going to be $30 each. It includes shipping, stretch goals, all that stuff. There's no extra hidden charges. Basically, all the overhead, after all the overhead costs, anything made off of this will go towards, like I said, printing extra copies. You can get all four books for $100, so you get a little bit of a discount. That was Roderick there at a week old. That was his first open heart surgery. They had opened him up. They replaced. They actually placed his second coronary artery.
How old is Roger now, Russ?
He's 7 years old. He just turned 7 last month.
Good for him, man.
And then this is him at 2.5. There he is holding Cat Cat tight.
One other thing I wanted to mention too that I hadn't talked about is there are retailer tiers. There's 20 copy retailer tier. There's a 10 copy retailer tier. There he is right there. You can tell he's, you know, kind of in pain still. This was the second day. And then there's a little video here. You guys can play it if you want. There's no copyrighted stuff to it. This is a video I took of him opening a care package that a retailer sent for Roger Canadian. I think it's like 2 minutes long.
What else is in there, Bubba? Just leave the peanuts. Why don't you pull everything out that's in there? Those are Tsum Tsums. Yeah.
Look at book.
Sure. No, Sissy, that's not for you, baby.
Look at book.
Oh.
Yeah, Joe. And I'm a little book. Huh?
What's that one? Is that Boof and the Bruise Crew?
Dad, number four.
All right.
Dad, number four.
Yeah, that was good job counting, buddy.
What's this one?
Gentlemen.
Star Wars.
Oh, are those sticky guys? All right. What else is in here, Bubba? What's this? Oh, you got a Superman ball? Oh, that's right up your alley. What are those? He's just got a different type of.
Oh my gosh, he got so excited over that stuff. Oh, really the dinosaurs. Like, oh my gosh, he loved dinosaurs. And he was like, but you guys can see, like, literally, that was an hour after he came out of surgery. They just put, like, a huge needle in his leg. Like, you guys know how big the cardiac cath needles are. Oh, so he just had that surgery done. So he was in a lot of pain, and I was like, hey, buddy, I got a care package for you. And so they sent him that box of goodies that was from Hooked on Comics. Shout out to them. John and Mary are great. They came down for Roderick's birthday party last year and to come see him. They live in Pennsylvania, so it was like a 15-hour drive for him.
Wow.
And so, you know, they love Roderick and Adriana, but they sent that for him. And you guys can see, I mean, he was so excited. And he completely forgot about, like, hey, I got a hole the size of a big pen in my leg, and it's like, you know, oh, I got comic books.
Dude, those covers look great, man. And this interior art, who's the artist on the interior there?
So Rodney did the pencils and inks on that. And then if you scroll down a little more, there is a colored page that I added on there. They're almost done coloring. Rodney and Tina have both colored and flatted it. That's cool. So that's page 3, I believe.
That's awesome, man.
And then they were also generous enough to offer up Pitter Patter 1 and 2. So you can get the digital for 10, you can get issue 1 for 10, issue 2 for 10, or both for $15. And those are physical copies. Yeah. So
I love Rodney's artwork, man. It's great. I love his artwork.
Yeah, and he was super excited about this project. I mean, he's so excited about the interior art because he's like, man, my art's leveled up. And there's a link in here. If anybody wants to go watch it, we did a video on Saturday. I invited some of the guys, actually the whole crew, and I chatted with each one of them for 15 minutes, asked them, you know, what CB4K meant to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was something I called out Rodney on. I was like, you know, I got to say something about Rodney, you know. This is a piece I took CB Zane's art. This is going to be the first stretch goal. You guys will be able to get this as a window cling. It says, I'm a champion for CB4K. I cut it out into a heart. So that will be the first stretch goal. If I was smart enough to add the image in there, but I didn't. It's been that kind of a day today. And, but yeah, I was like, you know, Rodney's super proud of the art, and that's because he's leveled up. And he just started smiling and laughing. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, I told Tina, I called her over. He's like, I think this is the best children's art I've ever done. And so he's super excited about it. It's been a lot of fun working with everybody. The whole team's been awesome. There's Duty. So that's just an example of what you guys can get. Like I said before, there's only two of those available in the add-ons. You'll get a 6x9 single character with full color. And that's what it'll look like there. There's some goofy looking dude right underneath that. I don't know who that is. What a weirdo. And then there's that guy. I don't know him either. He's a little goofy. Oh my gosh, what is that? It's the ficus.
Yeah, the ficus.
That's awesome. But again, folks, if you want to watch the video of Meet the Creators, the link's right above my goofy smug.
That's awesome, man. Great team, man. All right, brother. So when will you be smashing that button to go live?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why she's not coming on the live. I think. Oh, it didn't send through. Stand by.
Oops.
Well, great opportunity for a commercial break.
Let's do it. Let's.
The Girls of Region.
He is logging in now.
All right.
We'll talk to the Goof Troop, and then we'll hit that launch button. I'll give them hugs. Good night while everybody's scattering to go back this awesome project. Stand by.
So it's a 30-day campaign, right, Russell?
Yeah, so it's going to be a 30-day campaign. The goal is $1,000 on it. Okay. I'm hoping to hit double digits on this. I mean, if any project of mine hits double digits, this is the one that I want it to be because it's for a great cause. And I mean, if we hit a ton of books that I can print for these guys, I'm going to hand deliver them. I'm going to drive up to Chicago, meet with Mark. And I'm gonna hand deliver the books to them, and take a little trip up there and do a live video and be like, we're here at CB4K headquarters, show off everything, and show off the transition and handing off all the books. Because nothing would make me more excited than to just hand 2,000 books over to Mark and be like, here you go, I hope you have room for them.
Yeah, that'd be great, dude. That'd be great. So now he takes care of sending them to the different hospitals.
They have over, I think it's up to 170 hospitals now. So a little bit of background about CB4K. They started out small. They only had a handful of hospitals. And they slowly worked their way up to almost 100 hospitals. And then COVID hit. And that number doubled. All the hospitals started talking, hey, there's this awesome charity out there. And so they're up to like 170 now. Something else great that's happened recently, not only is CB4K open in Canada, it has been for several years.
Wow.
CB4K UK just launched last month. Something around CB4K Day on February 22nd. It was something that, I talked to Mark about. People had messaged me, hey, I wish we had this in the UK. I sent them Mark's way and said, hey, here's a man you need to talk to. We need to get this set up. And so they talked, and it officially launched last month. And so they're starting to grow over there to do stuff. And, this project here, this is open worldwide. This is open to the entire world. So if you live in the UK, you live anywhere in the world, you have access to this campaign. I just did $30 flat rate, for wherever. I know some of them I'll lose some of them I'll gain a little. It averages out to be like $32-$35 for a package. And so I didn't want it to be too god awful expensive. So I just $30 flat rate. Like I said, you win some, you lose some, but I want to get this book into as many people's hands as possible. Not only just, people, retailers, I want to put the call out there to retailers. We need more kids books. We need more books geared towards kids. And this is a great intro book, because I kept the script to a minimum just because of the fact, your age ranges range from, Roderick in that video, he was 2.5 to, you got 10, 11 year olds. So, it's got a message that's going to, help kids deal with situations. And it has a little bit of dialogue, but it's also good for kids, younger, because it's more of a visual story as well. And it's a great thing about comic books. You don't have to be able to read to know what's going on. And I think Rodney did a great job with the interior art, and it's going to be phenomenal.
So Russell, this is the campaign for the first issue, right? Is this going to be an ongoing series, or what do you?
This is going to be an ongoing series. So like I plan on doing is issue 2. Will contain a sidekick from a randomly chosen child that's going to, hopefully post to the page, and hopefully that community will start to grow, put all the kids on a wheel and spin it. And each issue, one of those children will be able to have a chance at, being in the next book as a sidekick. And they'll get their own personal issues. They'll get send like 10 books so they can share them with their friends and be like, hey, I'm in a comic book. And send one to their parents too for them to put up, because they're going to get destroyed. Hi, Roderick and Adriana.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, did you get your animals so you show off Cat, Cat, and Piggy? There he is. There's the star of the show. There's Cat, Cat.
Where's Piggy?
And there's Piggy Girl. So something really cool happened on Easter. So, the Easter Bunny took Cat, Cat, and Piggy, because they were really old and worn out, and they had arms falling off and holes and losing stuffing and stuff. The Easter Bunny stole them in the middle of the night, restuffed them, fluffed their fur up, and made them all brand new, and made them t-shirts that said Cat, Cat, and Piggy Girl. I don't know how the Easter Bunny knew this comic was going to be launching, this week, of all weeks, Easter week.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy, guys?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. How did they know? How does he know? The Easter Bunny.
Maybe it's like Santa Claus. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you've been bad or good. You know how that goes. So, Roderick.
Yeah.
How do you feel about CB4K? Is it a pretty good thing?
Yes.
Yeah, so you've gotten all kinds of cool stuff from CB4K and other people who've donated stuff to the hospitals. It's a good feeling when you're hurt and for somebody to give you cool stuff, huh?
Yep.
Oh, is Piggy waving at us? Oh, now Cat Cat's waving. Hi, Cat Cat.
That's awesome.
So,
and I sleep with him.
Oh, you sleep with him? Does he protect you at night?
Yes. And him kill bugs and kill spiders.
Oh, he kills spiders and bugs. So is that how his crime fighting started? He killed bugs and spiders?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you just discovered one day he has superpowers?
Yes.
Oh, is that what the story's about?
Yeah.
Are you guys excited about this book?
Yeah!
You think Daddy should hit the launch button? You ready to see this thing go live?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Daddy's going to hit the launch button. Let's see. Here it is right here. I'm ready to launch. Uh-huh. You ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on. I got to check all these little boxes. All right, here it comes. All right, you going to count? All right, count down from three for me, Roderick.
Three, two, one. Whoa. I see that.
And it is live, folks. Go back it, share it, love it. Roderick and Adriana, your project is live. Are you excited?
Yes.
You are?
Yes. There it is.
Oh, there it is.
All right, let's share that link.
Me in a hospital with my elf.
No. Yeah, that was your elf. Yeah.
And my cat.
Yeah, that's you in the hospital with your elf and your cat. That was the elf that the hospital gave you. Hey. How did that get on there?
Hey, no, that's not a hospital that gave me that. That was from Sally.
Yeah, the elf is from Aunt Sherry.
Oh, that's right. The elf was from Aunt Sherry. I don't know. We've been in the hospital so many times. That was right. The pumpkin was from Sherry too, wasn't it?
A pumpkin? What pumpkin?
What pumpkin?
The pumpkin elf.
No, you don't have a pumpkin elf. You mean the light-up pumpkin?
That was no, it was a pumpkin bear. Yeah,
in the chat.
I don't know.
Bobby?
The link is in the chat?
Yes. The link is in the chat. I put the link in as we open up the show.
Okay, cool. All right, everybody. So if everybody's watching, make sure you go in there and check out the campaign. Pledge to the campaign. It's a great cause, man. Russell, you're doing great things with comic books for kids, man.
I appreciate that. And, you know, that's my way of giving back. You know, that's something that I really feel strong about. You know, anytime anybody does something, I always want to try to give back tenfold. Because, you know, if you don't keep the chain going, it's like, you know, the pay it forward thing. You know, if you don't keep paying it forward, then it stops with you. And, you know, this charity is a great cause. It's not only about helping kids get through and fight and have something to fight for, something to give them spirit. It's also about the fact of continuing stuff like CB4K, because all the kids that benefit from this will hopefully keep this project going. You know, when Mark's gone, when I'm gone, when anybody who, you know, carries this charity in their heart, when they're all gone, who's going to keep this going? So I really want to get this book into a lot of kids' hands. I want them to be able to see, you know, find out about CB4K. And hopefully one day they'll remember what CB4K did for them. And they will work just as hard as I have, you know, to try to support other kids.
Absolutely.
Sure, man.
You have to catch another magical.
We're doing great over here, man.
Yes, sir. If you're watching this right now, the link is in the chat. I'm going to drop it in again just in case. Here it is.
Oh,
it's also in the summary as well.
Sweet, brother.
So tell us about the adventures that Cat Cat and Piggy Girl go on in this first issue.
So the adventure that Cat Cat and Piggy Girl go on in this first issue, it's kind of an introduction to the characters. You've got Dad, of course, me, and you've got Roderick and Adriana. They're playing, and they discover that Cat Cat and Piggy Girl are alive, and they're just astounded that that could actually happen. And so through some series of events, they actually acquire the powers of their stuffed animals. And so the first adventure takes place with them going to the park, and they discover a bully at the park picking on other kids. So Cat-Cat and Piggy Girl swing in to try to save the day. And who knows if they do or not, but you definitely need to find out. And this is a great story for adults. I mean, I know people go, oh, it's a kid's book, you know, but it really is a cute story. I sent it, you know, to CB, and I sent it to Wendy, and I sent it to a bunch of different people, you know, some of my close friends. You mod me, that's in the comments. I sent it to him and let him read it, and everybody's like, this is adorable. You know, this is really cool. And so it made me feel really good, because this, you know, this is kind of like my first script. This is my first dip into the comic world. I did write a story for Wendy Steenchainer's Luna Tales, which will be coming out this spring, which is also a kid's book. I wrote a story about Luna learning to fly, and it's called Luna Eclipse. And, you know, Wendy was kind of like, well, you know, I wrote it and I sent it to her. I'm like, I know it's not a comic book script, but I don't really understand how to script a comic book. And she's like, well, I'll script it and then I'll send it to you how you would have scripted it out. And so I went through and I studied that, compared it to what I wrote towards the script. And so, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I think I could do it if I needed to. Well, then come November, you know, Carrie's like, you should write a comic book. And then everybody ended up doing all this free work. We got Rodney, you know, doing illustrations, and Chuck giving up his editing, and all these great cover artists, you know, putting their time and their effort in to make covers for it. And, you know, and so I scripted the story out, and I was like, yeah, I don't really know about this. You know, I think it's good, but I mean, it might need a little tweaking. And, you know, Chuck went through and edited it. There was a couple things that needed to be changed, but he didn't really change a whole lot. He's like, you know, hey man, this is, you know, stellar for a first script. It's really cute. It really hits home. It's got really good page turners in it, and it's got a good moral to it. He's like, you know, this is phenomenal, man. So it's a great team, and I couldn't be happier to work with the people that I've worked with on this. I mean, I'm so grateful for them donating their time to do this, and it's for a great cause. So, well, you can ask again, if anybody's joining in now, or you know, if you missed it earlier, another thing, like you said, there's the original art and there's the commissions in there. If anybody has any original art that they want to donate for an add-on to raise more money for books, just please reach out to me. I would really appreciate it.
That's great, Russell. So now, how far along are you in the production process of the book?
So the production process, the story's complete. It's edited. It's penciled, inked, and it's being flatted and colored right now. I think they only had two pages left. So within the next week, it'll be going to the letterer, and that's pretty much the final phase. Once it's lettered, we're going to get the book together and ready to print and send off to the printer. By the time the Kickstarter ends, it'll be ready to go once we receive the funds. The only thing that might take a little bit of time is getting shirts and stuff like that ordered. But other than that, we're going to get the book started right away as soon as the funds come over. I do have a partnership that I'm forming with a publisher that wants to see this thing to the end. They're super excited to work with CB4K and be a part of this project and, you know, doing the fulfillment as far as printing the books and stuff for it. So they're going to give us the opportunity to print more books than we would typically by giving us a price cut on it, since it's going towards a charity. So I'm super excited about that. I reached out to several of them, and this one responded back to me in a day. I don't really want to say anything yet until things are finalized, but you guys will know who it is, because I just reached out and I basically said, you know, anybody that's willing to, you know, help us out and get us a price break on the books, I'm willing to give you the full back cover, you know, to advertise your stuff, because I mean, it's an awesome thing for you guys to be able, you know, offer to do that. And they reach out right away. I was really shocked. So I'm excited about that too, you know, to have a publisher, or not a publisher, but a printer that's willing to see this thing through to the end of the series. And hopefully that never comes.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So so the campaign's going to go now. It's live now, and it's going through May 19th at 8:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when the last day of the campaign goes. So make sure, for those watching, make sure that you pledge to the campaign. I see you've already gotten some pledges there.
Awesome. So
this is on its way, man. You're more than 20% of your goal right now, and hopefully it'll keep growing, my brother.
What? It's got Project We Love. Oh, dude, it got a Project We Love. Yes. Oh my God. Sorry, I did. I hope I didn't blow anybody's eardrums out, but I just see it on the screen. Oh my gosh, that is awesome. It could not be a better project to get my first Project We Love.
Wow, that's great, man. Project We Love. Gotta get that little badge and throw it on there, man. That's awesome, bro.
Oh man, I was like, what is that on the bottom left? And I'm reading it. It's real small on my screen, and I'm like, I apologize, folks, if I blew your eardrums out. That is super exciting. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Kickstarter. Oh man, I could cry.
That's awesome, dude. Project We Love. Look at that.
Oh, Roderick, why are you crying, buddy?
Because Adriana just hit him in the head.
Oh. Is that a brother we love?
Okay, now you can ask them. Ask them what their names are.
What's your name?
My name is George.
So this is George.
Okay. His name is Stimpy. I'm Ren.
It's Ren and Stimpy.
I'm Samuel. How you doing?
That's Samuel, and that's George. Okay.
So yeah, actually Samuel just sent a book here that we got a couple days ago that we're gonna have to read this weekend, called There's an Alien in My Toilet, and and his name is Duty. So we've got that, and we got a coloring book, so you guys can color Duty. Just don't color him brown. He's green.
What happens when you eat healthy?
And then George is the one that wrote the other book that I read to you guys. Hold on. It should be up here still.
Okay.
We'll show it off. Maybe. Yeah, here it is right here. Nope, that's not it. Where's Wonder Duck? There it is right here. So yeah, we got to talk about Annabelle's book too. We, you know, Annabelle's got a little closet.
That's right.
There.
That's right.
And then there's George's Wonder Duck, and he's getting ready to launch Wonder Duck too. So you guys will get to see what happens next. Are you excited?
That's right.
Yes.
All right.
So we're following it. Don't worry. When it launches, we're going to be backer number one, so we can brag about it.
You always get the number one.
Leave that to me.
That's so funny, man.
Okay, guys, tell everybody good night.
Bye, Dad.
You guys got to go to bed.
Bye, buddy. Bye, sissy. I love you. You guys come down and give me hugs.
Hakuna Matata.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Here you too. You had six packers. You had $330.
Oh, man. Right. Thank you so much, folks.
That's awesome.
Hey, Dad.
What, buddy?
Dad, can I give you a hug?
Yeah, I just told you guys to come down and give me a hug before you go to bed.
Okay, Mommy's going to leave. You guys go in. Go down and give Daddy hugs.
Bye.
Bye. That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
They're so excited about this. Like, when I told them I was writing a comic book about Cat Cat and Piggy, they were like, whatever, Dad. And I'm like, no, I really am.
Hi, Dad. Bye.
Good night. I love you, sweetie.
Hi, Dad.
What kind of laugh was that? Are you Woody Woodpecker? Good night. I love you.
Woody Woodpecker.
That's what he did when he came down here. Good night. I love you guys. You guys be good for Mommy, okay? And go to bed.
Dad, I'll see you after school.
I'll see you after school, buddy. Love you. Good night, Sissy.
They're so excited, man. Listen, Russell, this is great what you're doing, man. Like the whole comic books for kids it's needed. It's necessary, man. If the industry is going to continue, we need more kids' books. You know,
we need
more kids reading. You know, and that's perfect, bro.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, you've got all these kids. They're on their phones playing Pokemon Go. They're on their tablets watching kids play with toys instead of playing with their own toys. They're watching play video games instead of playing video games. I'm like, dude, you just got like a Beyblade set for Christmas and you're watching other kids play with Beyblade. Turn YouTube off. Right. Like I locked it out. I'm like, we're not doing this no more. We're not watching other kids play with toys. I'm like, read a book, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, and that's one thing I can say about Roderick. You know, I loved reading growing up. You know, I always wanted Russell gets number one because he's on the show that launches the campaign, so he gets the head start. I always loved reading. You know, my favorite series was the Redwall series by Brian Jakes. It was such a great story. It really inspired me to want to be a writer. Brian Jakes wrote the Redwall series, which was basically anthropomorphic animals. You know, you had mice and boars, and you know, you had Martin the Warrior. That was what started everything out. You know, you had the Redwall Abbey, and you had Martin the Warrior that went off to go seek adventure. And even as an adult, you know, when I graduated and I went off to college, I still continued to read his books because it's not just like a kid's book. It's more of a young adult book / adult book, because you know there are some adult themes and stuff that you wouldn't pick up as a kid reading it. And there's some pretty hard words in the book. You know, he was very eloquent in how he said things. And the book was really cool too, because it was one of those books you'd go through and there'd be like a poem or a song or a recipe for something in the book. So it's kind of neat. It broke up the monotony, and his books were just so great because they drew you in. You never knew what was going to happen because it wasn't a book where everything always went good. You know, you had a lot of people who were lost along the way, and it was really sad. I think he released two more books when I was in college, and then he passed. So I was really sad to hear that. And I'm super excited to hear last year Netflix picked up the Redwall series, and they're going to do Martin the Warrior as a movie. And I could not be more ecstatic to go see a movie because it's a series I really care about. And you know, I talked about it when I launched Xenonanotype, and it was really funny. A teacher that had watched the show reached out to me and sent me a picture of one of the Redwall books and said, I'm reading this to my class, and this is an absolutely phenomenal book so far. And I'm like, I'm so glad you're reading it to them, because hopefully they pick up on it and they'll want to read the rest of the series, because it is phenomenal. But you know, so I really want kids to pick up on that and read books, because I mean, there's one thing to escape behind playing Candy Crush, you know, trying to beat level 225, you know, for 800 times. But it's another thing to sit down and read a book and imagine. That's the big thing is, you know, kids these days don't have an imagination. Everything's shown to them. Everything is given to them. You know, there's nothing left to the imagination. And that's the best part about reading, because you imagine what the characters look like in your head. You imagine what everything is in your head. And it's not like a movie where you see everything and, you know, they spell it out for you. You don't have to think. You know, books make you think. Yeah. You know, who's a good guy? Who's a bad guy? What's going to happen? And they take you for a ride. And there's nothing I love more than reading.
Yeah. No, we gotta continue it. We got to continue the tradition of reading these books so that kids, you know, continue to do what we were doing when we were kids, playing with our toys and you know, and like creating these worlds. And I think that's missing today.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? I don't want to ever live in a world that everything's digital. Mm. Like the day that they stop printing books will be the day that I just cease to exist, because there's nothing more exciting than breaking the spine of a book for the first time. You feel those crisp pages as they open up, and you just smell that fresh book smell, and then you feel the paper as you turn the pages. I tried. My wife got an e-reader, and I downloaded a book on it, and I made it like 2 pages in, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Like I can't turn the page.
It's the same thing with comics, like, you know, like the double splash page. Like, how do you get a double splash page on an iPad? Like,
no, yeah, impossible. You can't do it.
You can't do it. So, yeah, it's a whole different thing, man. It's a whole different thing. But I love what you're doing here, Russell, and I really appreciate you coming on to talk to us about it, man.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks so much for helping me out with having me on the show and allowing me to talk about the project and let me launch from the show. I'm super excited.
Well, why don't you give us one final pitch, man? Tell everybody out there watching, you know, just give us one final pitch about the campaign, the book, and all that fun stuff.
Absolutely. So, guys, please check out Cat Cat and Piggy Girl. It's an awesome comic book about two unlikely superheroes. You've got Roderick, who is a disabled child because he has heart issues, and he has this cat that he loves so dearly, and his sister has Piggy. And one day they discover that their cats are alive. And through some unforeseen circumstances, they gain the superpowers of their stuffed animals. So as Roderick and Adriana head to the park with their dad to go play on the playground, they hear a scuffle going on with a bully. And they head on over to try to see if they can save the day. So please, please pick up this book. All proceeds are going to help print extra copies to send to hospitals and cancer centers nationwide to help give children hope, inspire them, and give them solace in a time of need. A lot of these kids spend time alone in the hospital. Our hospital here in St. Louis, Cardinal Glennon, they have kids from all over the nation, even kids from out of the country. Their parents are working hard to pay the hospital bills, keep a roof over their head, so when they come home, they have a home to come to. They have food on the table when they come home. So a lot of these kids, when I spend time with Roderick in the hospital, never have visitors. They only have the nurses and doctors that come in. The reason why I'm telling you this is because something like this is a big deal for those children. Their parents aren't there out of the fact that they don't love their kids. They're not there because they do love their kids, and they want to make sure they have a home to come home to. And it means they made a sacrifice of not knowing how their child's doing, not being there for their child. And so I take pride in being able to hopefully give them something to latch onto and give them hope and inspiration and help them through those rough times. Because one day they will understand that, you know, their parents did the right thing and why they did what they did. And every child needs a little bit of help. So please share this out. Please back it. Please tell your friends. Please tell your retailers that this book exists. Ask them to, you know, pick up 10 copies to carry in their store to sell to kids. And let them know that the money's going for a good cause. So thank you guys for having me on.
Awesome, brother. Awesome.
Outstanding. Congratulations. I mean, you're at it's 350 now. So you'll probably make the goal tonight. Congratulations again on Project We Love. That's fantastic. It was amazing to see you scream like a crazy man. All I know is that George was asking you a question, you went dead silent, and then all of a sudden this scream came out. What happened here?
You guys have no idea. I it's one of the things I told my wife. I said, you know, if anything needs a Project We Love, this project needs it, because I want everybody to see this. I want everybody to see what CB4K does. Even if people don't back the book, people are going to know that CB4K exists.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. So when I seen that, I lost it.
That's so genuine, man. Thank you so much, Russell, for coming on. My brother, you're welcome anytime, bro.
Thank you.
You got
thank
it,
you. Man. Yeah, thank you again, Russ. All right. So that was Russ. And he exploded on the show. So it's fitting his name. He's up to 8 backers, up to 360 now. So congratulations. Right. Go ahead and back it. I backed it. It's a great campaign, great cause, great group of people, fantastic creators all around. So if you haven't done so already, and please share. And if you back it, please post that you backed it. Let everybody know that you backed it and share the link out. Because, you know, the more people that see this, and, you know, the algorithms work when they start seeing the same hashtags from a wide variety of people, there's more energy and traffic that goes directly to the site. So please post that you were a backer. Let everybody know about this and check it out.
Yep. Yeah, man, that's a good one. That's a good one. Project We Love. I mean, it's perfect. Thank you so much for everyone who was on the chat, you know, supporting the book, supporting the project. Thank you. Thank you very much. And if you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to the channel. Give us a like, comment, and all that fun stuff. Good times, man. Fun night.
Yes, fun night, fun night. And tomorrow night we will be back, and we have Laurie Calcaterra, and she'll be talking about her campaign tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And then don't forget to join us on Thursday morning for episode number 10 of The Morning Brew with the Crazy Crew, as we deep dive into the topic that I started on the Crazy 10LS about boobs on comic covers. But so with that said, I'm Sam the Crazy Man there.
George the Dreamer Medina.
And we are
Sisters and Kids Does Not.
Crazy. Acquiesce.
No, I was talking about my friend Acquiesce. I met him.
Say my name, say my name.
This is what you were thinking? Oh,
my God. He described me. He said, I'm the idiot.
You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze.
Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.